This is Avish Parashar, the Motivational Smartass, from motivationalsmartass.com. Today's blogcast comes from a post from April of 2008, titled Awful Movies and Target Marketing. I was on Rotten Tomatoes, which is a website that aggregates reviews of movies and summarizes all these different critics and gives it this overall rating based on all the different reviews. I decided to look up the info on Epic Movie, which was this spoof movie. It was a spoof of movies like Narnia and a few of those, and it came out a couple years ago. I can't explain why, but I have a fascination with spoof movies. Even though it hasn't been a good one in years, I still just try to watch them. I have hope. I think it's that I love movies like Airplane, The Naked Gun, and Top Secret, and I remember them so fondly that I hold on to some hope that I'll find something that captures that glory. I know it's futile. It's like Leo DiCaprio at the end of Titanic, trying to hold on to Rose's hand, hoping that he'll still live, when it'd be far more sensible for him to find his own piece of junk to float around on. But I digress. If you haven't seen Epic Movie, it is atrociously bad. I was watching it on cable. Thank God I didn't pay for it. But I could only get through the first 15 minutes before I had to turn off the TV, in fact, and go take a shower just to get the stench of the movie off of me. Amazingly, on Rotten Tomatoes, there was actually one positive review of the movie. There were 55 reviews, and only one was positive. But still, there it was. One what they call fresh rating, and 54 rotten ones. That's what Rotten Tomato calls it. And that one positive one was from someone they consider a top critic from Entertainment Weekly. Now, this got me thinking, which is never a safe thing. If a movie as stupendously bad as Epic Movie can find even one critic to talk positively about it and give it a positive review, then doesn't that mean there's hope for all of us? This is really a commentary on personal tastes and niche marketing. If one critic speaks positively about Epic Movie, then you really can find a market for anything. Hollywood keeps churning these spoof movies out and they keep getting bad reviews, but they keep coming out, which means they must keep making money. Which means there must be a market for it. There are gotta be people out there that like it. Maybe you have a product or service that people don't like, don't understand, or make fun of. I mean, I teach people how to use improv comedy to be more effective in business, so I understand that. This doesn't mean you should necessarily give it up. You may just need to find the right market that will appreciate it. Here's the lesson. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. Persistence is holding on to the same goal while trying different approaches to achieve it. This is not to say that every cockamamie idea will work. You know, you got to be honest with yourself, and you may not want to create something of the quality of an Epic Movie, and that's fine, but again, you can analyze and know whether it's the quality of the product or service, or whether it's just the wrong market. It just means that before you get frustrated or depressed and give up on your idea, think about our friends who made Epic Movie. If they can go out and make movie and make money and keep doing it, then why can't you? Thanks for listening. Once again, this is Avish Parashar from the Motivational Smartass at themotivationalsmartass.com.